broad categories, Francis. I think what you see in the present budget environment in this request, you'd already seen some flat budgets in the last couple of years for the department, and now you see some further cutting again. And, you know, the big trends, I guess, are while they've tried to sustain numbers of people, particularly frontline positions of agents and officers, you know, where they're really taking a cut this year is in a lot of the mission support functions, IT, and some of the things, particularly technology, that the department has been buying to support those missions.
I guess the reason that they're able to do that is, it appears at least, is that some of the systems that they've been trying to build out, even from the consolidation of the agencies, are finally maturing to the point where those investments are no longer necessary. Is that what you're seeing as you look at some of these?
That is certainly one factor. There has been a lot of technology purchasing done since 2001 and particularly since 2003 in the formation of the department to support these mission sets. But it's there are some areas where, you know, they're far from complete in deploying systems, but have decided to basically take a pause given the current budget pressures and make do with what they have.
Your former agency, CBP, has had some trouble with the border fence project. What does the budget say about where that might be headed? Any clues from where the money's being allocated there?
Sure. The agency is still going forward with what they now call the Integrated Fixed Tower Program. In this request, there's still more money requested to essentially go forward with that procurement. It already has been reduced over the initial vision, though, on what people have called the virtual fence and what used to be known as SBINet. Some of it's not even reflected in the president's request because the appropriations committees of Congress actually took money away from the program over the last couple of years and may do so again. So while they're going forward, it's at a much more modest pace. And that is in part not just about the money, it's based on some of the lessons learned of trying to make sure that what they're buying works as intended before they buy more of it. So that's probably a sensible way to proceed at this point.
Now, another project at DHS that you could say is on a much more modest pace is the actual headquarters at St. Elizabeth's. What is your sense of the future of St. E's based on the budget request and what we're seeing DHS talking about bringing out in October, a new timeline plan for St. E's?
I would say it looks to be on a much slower pace now. You know, the initial vision was to start moving some of the elements over there by next year. And this budget and the previous appropriations actions in the last Congress certainly have slowed that timeline down. I think the headquarters, while viewed by many in the department as a necessity, is probably viewed by a lot of others as a luxury, and that in these budget times, you know, they'll just have to make do with some of their present offices and operations as they are and move more gradually on St. E's.
On a broader level, the 30,000-foot level, as you reviewed this budget request, what was in there that you were surprised to see, and or what wasn't in there that you thought would be?
Sure. Well, one thing, and I don't know if it's surprising, but, you know, if you want to take a positive out of it, is leaner budgets usually make for some forced consolidations that probably should have been done previously, but, you know, for political or other reasons, when everyone's fat and happy, you don't get around to it. So things like U.S. Visit being merged back into CBP always made a lot of sense. Never did it in the past few years, but now in tighter budget times, that's the type of consolidation that you see happening that's actually a good thing. So that it was a little bit surprising to see it actually going forward in the president's request this time. Some of the other, surprises to me are, I mentioned earlier on, keeping all of the frontline agent officer positions at present levels. I think that if you go too far in shortchanging the technology and the mission support people that support them, where a lot of the trimming is being done, you know, those frontline agent positions aren't as effective. And so, you know, one thing I'd like to see more of is sort of sustaining the backbone of some of these agencies in terms of, you know, if you have Border Patrol agents out there, but their radios don't work because they can't buy new radios, and the people who fix the radios and maintain the IT infrastructure aren't there anymore, then you've lost a degree of effectiveness. So some of these decisions, as it goes through the congressional appropriations process, hopefully, you know, some other voices will be heard about how necessary some of these support and sustainment dollars are.
Now, you've got experience on the Hill in addition to CBP. As you look at this request, think about the way Congress is set up now and think about the people that have the most influence over the appropriations process as it regards Homeland Security. How does the document that we see fit with their priorities, and what do you think the odds are that the final result will look anything similar to what we're looking at today?
Well, the department and particularly some of the frontline agencies have been fortunate in the past that typically the appropriations committees in both the Senate and House and on both sides of the aisle have usually come through with more funding than is in president's request, you know, year after year. And while it won't be at the same level this time, because they're dealing with pressures, of course, to find cuts where possible, I think the people who can look forward with some glimmer of hope to the priorities of the congressional appropriators are really some of those frontline agencies who do seem to typically enjoy some congressional add-ons above president's request. On the flip side of that, things like SANEs, things like the department elements at the Nebraska Avenue complex, including even the secretary's office, have taken hits in the past from those same appropriators who look elsewhere to cut when they add on to some of the frontline agency budgets.